Following recent visits to the nation's correctional facilities, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of National Security and Immigration, Major the Honourable St. Clair Leacock, has reaffirmed the government's strong commitment to a second chances approach to criminal justice. Speaking on NBC Radio this morning, he underscored the administration's focus on rehabilitation, skills training, and structured support systems aimed at equipping inmates for successful reintegration and productive lives after incarceration.
When they come outside, we hope that they have been prepared for another life. And I must say that the prisons has a very good team at work, the workshop, where they're training people in a wide range of skills. The extent of the talent that resides inside of the prison. But that has to be facilitated and or accommodated by those of us who are in the reins of government and are shaping policy. So I said you will very much find that this administration is a second chance administration. If you came outside and you touch base with us, you wouldn't feel that the force port of call is to go back in because society is not receiving you. If you're out, you can find that, as we say in our policy, you're either learning or you're earning. That is, we will equip you with the tools to your talent, opportunities that will give you a chance to grow, and you'll find counseling and support services that are available to you to get you to turn around.
Deputy Prime Minister Leacock highlighted the harsh realities of prison life, acknowledging the justified complaints inmates have about infrastructure and conditions. He also emphasized the importance of de-escalation and fostering a culture of patience and empathy, both inside and outside of prison.
Visits to prisons are never very pleasant. They're always revealing. To use local language, it turns you up. I didn't meet a person who was incarcerated or who was behind bars, as we like to say, who doesn't feel worse off for being there. They would like boiling, they would like soup, and I said, well, that's what prisons are about. They have restrictions even in that, you know, absence of certain freedoms. And they listed a lot of them, but in fairness to them, there were one or two complaints that they raised that are more than justified, and the prisons have been wrestling with for a little while, and they're related to the infrastructure. There seems to me ongoing problem with plumbing system for years. So some prison cells are affected by water flows, and I don't want to go into detail to create any rancor here, you know. There are some of them who feel that they have been in prison and the justice system has been slow in allowing them through their appeals process. One of the things you can do for a lot of people who are inmates in the prison, as it indeed is a necessary journey for many of us who are outside now, we have to learn to de-escalate much better than we're doing at the moment. Cool it. Mm-hmm. Count 10, you know. Turn around. Turn your face, you know. Turn the cheek.
Minister Leacock raised an alarm over the rising demand of force civilian gun licenses, warning that more firearms could escalate violence. He also proposed that high-powered weapons remain restricted to law enforcement, pending further consultation with the Prime Minister.
One of the things that strikes me at the Minister of NatSec is the amount of people who want to apply to major for a gun license. And when you have a gun, you're always looking for a chance to use it. You tend to escalate than de-escalate. But it also could be an indication of how many people are feeling uncomfortable and insecure in the society that has been developing a crime culture. Not an easy fix, but it's present. And you have to take a position, as I'm going to take. The more guns that there are out there on the road, even well-meaning, the greater the opportunities for more violence and missteps. And so you have to get a good balance for those who want to protect life and limb and all the assets. I hear that, but you can't give every person a firearm. And to the best of my knowledge, there are one or two issues as well, and this might be my biggest controversies on the program this morning. There are one or two weapons that I understand have been issued that I am forming my view should not be in the hands of civilians. Those should be the preserve of law and order forces. And once I have that confirmation, I will, through Cabinet and the Prime Minister, because ultimately he is the head of citizen security, make my own recommendations.
Deputy Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines and Minister of National Security and Immigration, the Honourable Major St. Clair Leacock. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.